this is happening now. And I can't back out of it. So here we are. Welcome to the Everything Guide. It's going to be your podcast for learning about self-improvement, mental health, and all the things above, below, in between. I guess if that's what floats your boat, inside, outside. All the things, I guess, is what we're going to be doing. I'm Josh Steckman. I will be the host, the only host, as far as I know, for the end of time. And by end of time, I mean until I die or until I just get too old and I can't do this anymore. That got morbid really fast, but you know what? That's fine. That's just the energy that we're creating in the studio today. Bit about me. I'm really, really into psychology. I would love to become a CBT, which is a cognitive behavioral therapist. That is my goal in life, is to get that job. I would love to get my PhD. That would be great. I would love to have that. So that's what my kind of angle is. And with today's episode topic that I'm really, really excited about, we're going to talk more about how we can achieve those goals and how we can move forward and get there. Today's episode guest is an amazing person. I'm really, really excited to have her on. She's a really good friend of mine. We met in a really, really weird way, and I'm not even sure if I can talk about how we met. But it was during what we all know as the COVID quarantine, the worst moment of the year that is 2020 so far. I have never disassociated so much in 1 year in my entire life, and now it's just in the span of like 3 months. So just a whole month, I just blank. It's just blank. Like all of April just does not exist to me anymore. It just doesn't exist. I don't have any recollection of what happened in that month. I just know that I would wake up and then I would go to sleep. The in between of every day is just gone. Does not exist anymore. And I'm sure a lot of people can agree with me when I say I'm so happy that, like, I mean, wear your mask, stay inside, don't go out unless you really, really need to. You know, if you have a job or if you need groceries, go out. And if you are going to go out with friends, please be safe, follow guidelines, wear masks. That's my little tangent of COVID for today. And I'm going to bring it up too much because COVID does suck and I don't even want to think about it right now. Of course, we will get into that one day, but that day is not today. So that we'll just have to hold off on. But yes, be safe. These times are hard. And as a podcast, it's going to be talking a lot about mental health and ways to improve our health, not just mentally, but emotionally and physically. It's hard. It is really hard to go through something as rough as it was for some people. Quarantine just was terrible, and I completely understand. I know a lot of other people relate. It wasn't the best time for a lot of people, but you know what? We are here. It is a day. It's a new day, and it's not yesterday. And you made it to another day, so I will applaud you for that. Yeah, I'm happy you exist. Not only because, you know, you're a person, but also because you're listening, which is great. Because you're here for the very first episode of the Everything Guide, which I know I call it the Everything Guide, but this is not a podcast about everything. Yeah, I will not be talking about everything. I do not have the expertise to talk about everything, I don't think. I mean, even if I did, I don't think I would make a podcast about it. I mean, Everything Guide in terms of everything, including our wellness. So, you know, talking about, I really want to have multiple episodes about different kinds of mental illnesses and disabilities. Of course, that's like the entire point, is to really kind of educate people more on that kind of stuff. That is what I hope to do. And I hope to also educate myself because, I mean, I don't know everything, especially about wellness and mental health. I still have a lot to learn. So I'm hoping that I can learn more, and in the process, you guys can learn with me while we have multiple guests on each episode who will teach us all something new. Or maybe we'll relate to them and be like, oh my God, like I do that too. So yeah, But today's episode topic is self-improvement, and I'm really, really excited to get into it. This is a topic I love because I feel like you can never stop improving yourself. There's a lot of things that I feel like once you get to a certain point, you've mastered it and you're done, and that's just it. But with self-improvement, I feel like you can never truly be your best self unless you're continuously trying to be better than you were the day before, or maybe just the 5 minutes before. You can always improve on something. And that's not to say that you can be like the best person in the world and like you donate to, or maybe not even just donate, you just do everything that a good citizen will do. And I'm not saying that you're not a good person, you are, but you can always improve yourself and always keep going to a point where you feel like, I'm confident in myself, I'm confident in my relationship with others, and I feel like this is who I am. And I would love to get there. And I've, of course, I've yet to get there. I'm still young, though, I have time. But even if you're in your 30s and you're listening to this, which I doubt, but you never know, or if you're in your 40s and you're listening to this, there's always time to improve on yourself. And you should never give up on yourself when you are looking to improve yourself, because I feel like that's something that everybody can be doing all the time. And while it might not be easy, it is something that I feel like you need to do for yourself, not even for others or for your community. That should be something that you're doing for yourself, because you deserve to feel good, and you deserve to feel comfortable, and you deserve to know yourself as well as other people might know you. But with that being said, I am going to plug my first sponsor for today's episode, and then we're going to get into it with our guest today, who is Samara Brumfield, an up-and-coming model, an influencer. She has her own business, Shades by Sam, which is growing amazing. All of her sunglasses are so cute, and you should buy some. So I guess that was my first plug. Not sponsored, but you should definitely go and buy some of her stuff. And we're going to have her on right after these messages. And we're back. I'm here with the amazing Samara Brumfield, my good friend and up-and-coming influencer and model.
Hey.
I'm so excited to have you on. Like, it's been like a kind of like it's been a while since we last talked. How have you been? What's been going on, though?
I've been pretty good, just trying to figure everything out with school and like work and stuff. But yeah, how about you?
I've been pretty good. I mean, started the podcast. Super
Yes.
exciting. Yes, we're both business owners now.
We love that.
I mean, speaking of, you have your business, Trades by Sam,
Yes.
which took off, is doing amazing right now. How do you like feel now that that's happened?
It's pretty cool because I didn't know how it would really turn out. I just kind of took the chance, and like since it's done pretty good, like that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm like, I was excited for you. Like when it first came out, I was like, oh my God, yes, like this is happening. So yeah, I'm excited to get into our topic, which is self-improvement today and what it means to both of us. So for you, what does self-improvement mean?
I feel like self-improvement is definitely different for everybody, but I feel like it's definitely just stopping and figuring out what's going to be like the best path for yourself and like not like obviously others' opinions, maybe not opinions, but like feelings. Obviously, you should be empathetic, but like you've got to at some point like figure out what's going to be the best path for you.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I feel like when it comes to self-improvement, it really is just about finding yourself
Yeah.
and figuring out what works for you, how you are like emotionally and mentally, and even like how you interact with other people, like in like your relationships, friendships, and dating. I feel like your like how you feel and how you are affects those, like I don't know, like
Exactly,
it affects
yeah.
everything else.
Like I
Yeah.
feel like you just have to be like on top of your emotions and like in tune with yourself.
Oh yeah, for sure. Which I mean, I feel like it's like not super easy to do, of
Right.
course. I mean, I think like everything, it just takes time. And I
Yeah, like it's
think
definitely a process.
yeah, it's definitely a process. I feel like I don't know, I feel like mental health just in itself is a process, and like it kind of sucks sometimes, but I feel like as long as you just know where you're headed and you know what you're doing, then you got it,
Right.
and that's all you got to do.
I feel like another
So
big thing, sorry. I
no,
feel like
you're okay.
another big thing is like it's kind of like a journey. Like if you have like a setback, like that doesn't mean you're back at day one. Like it's steps.
Oh yeah, I love that you brought that up. I love the like, some days are going to be bad.
Right.
Like, not every day is going to, like, be as good as you would want it to be. And, like, that's just okay. Like, that's just, like, part of how things are going to go.
Right. Like, it's not always going to be, like, perfect. But, like, you'll get there.
Yeah. I like that. I try to always think that in my head. What I did, this is what I used to use. I don't use it so much anymore. But I would use, like, alarms on my phone. So I would, like, have an alarm, but I would turn off the sound. So, like, it wouldn't, like, you know, be loud, like, during school. So I'd have an alarm, and it would, like, say something like, check in with yourself. Like, how are you doing? And I would have, like, three of those each day, and I'd have, like, different ones picked out for each day. And I feel that really worked for me. And I feel like if, like, someone was struggling, like, during a day, they could, like, turn those on and just use those.
Yeah, definitely. That's actually, I might start trying that out, because that's a really good idea.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. I mean, I'm also, I don't know, I feel like I'm weird. And, like, I forget things super easily. And I don't know, I feel like for me, it's really easy to get lost.
Yeah, I feel like myself. It's just, like, a good reminder.
Yeah. So for your business, and you're now modeling, how has that affected, like, your self-image? Like, how do you feel like that has affected how you look at yourself in the world around you?
I think it's kind of changed it positively, because, like, it's kind of like, it's, I don't know, like, I don't want to make that my entire identity, but it's kind of like, in the back of my mind, it's like, okay, this is what I'm bringing to the table. So it's not so much just like it's just kind of helping me build myself and, like, try to, like, find myself more, I guess.
I completely understand that. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, this is, as far as I know, like, modeling's been your dream for, like, a while,
right?
And, like, with that kind of coming right out of your business, like, having just come out, like, I feel like that,
right? Like, I feel like a lot has been happening in, like, a short amount of time, so, like, get used to it.
Oh yeah, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like do you feel like you've become a better person, like, coming out of both of those really big successes for you?
Yeah, like, I've definitely had to remind myself to, like, definitely, like, stay humble sometimes. But I think it's definitely helped, because it's like, okay, I have these goals, and, like, I've achieved them. So it's kind of, like, proof to yourself that, like, if you set a goal, like, work towards it, like, you can achieve it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like staying humble, I think, is one of, like, the more difficult things to do.
Yeah.
Especially in the case of, like, oh, like, but I'm doing so well. Like, everything's going, like, so perfect for me. Like, I just must deserve everything, like, that's going well. And then it goes back to those bad days that you have.
Right,
where exactly. Then it's like you feel bad, and then you have such high expectations for yourself, and then you just feel worse because you're like, am I gonna actually be able to reach those?
Right, exactly. I've actually, like, had a few of those days, but that's why I also don't want to make it my entire, like, personality, I guess, because, like, I don't want that to be completely based on, like, how I feel. Like, it's great, but, like, I want to still be, like, my own individual besides that.
Oh, yeah, I completely understand that. I feel like that comes from being, like, self-aware.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, which is really good that, like, because I feel like being self-aware is one of the harder things to be, especially when it comes to, like, improving yourself and just, like, improving your mental health in general. I feel like it's hard for us to reflect and look back at ourselves, because I feel like nobody wants to.
I feel like nobody wants to be, like, because you have to be, like, brutally honest with yourself, even if it always, like, isn't what you want to hear. Like, that's going to help you, like, improve.
Yeah. Having, like, the harder conversations with yourself. Or even hearing it from, like, somebody else, I feel like it's good for you to think about.
Yeah.
Rather than being like, oh, well, I'm just having a bad day. Or just, that person just doesn't know what they're talking about. Right. Like, you know?
Like, it helps you take accountability for, like, kind of your own emotions sometimes.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, do you do anything that will help you kind of bring yourself back into reality? Like, oh, no, like, I still need to work hard.
Actually, so I've started doing it, like, every morning. Like, I write down 5 things I'm grateful for. So, like, I think that kind of helps me remember that, like, even if, like, I don't feel the best, like, there's so much to be grateful for every day. So that helped me definitely.
I love that. I'm gonna steal that from you. I'm gonna steal that idea and start writing with that. I feel like that's really good. What made you start doing that? Did you just think of the idea on your own, or?
I think I got it from, there's this account called We're Not Really Strangers. And I think they give me that idea, and, like, I love that account so much.
This is going to be my thing. If they wanted to be on the podcast, Corinne, do you hear me? Do you hear me? Like, you should come on. I love that account. I think it's really good. I love posting a lot of their post
I think
and
I've
being
seen
like,
you like repost some of this stuff.
yeah, I feel like they send me like really positive messages, and I think that's definitely something that
Right.
I will strive to do.
Yeah, I also
That's
love
my
like
goal.
the text they send. Like it always comes out like the perfect time.
I know, right? It's crazy. It's like they're watching us. It's
Right.
like they know. It's like, that's a little
Right,
too accurate.
like are there cameras?
The FBI agent and our phones are watching us, and they're like, you need this. We saw you crying last night. You need
Yeah,
that.
like let's just help you out.
So on those bad days where you kind of feel like, oh, well, like everything kind of sucks, do you have something that you will do that kind of helps you remember that like it's just this bad day?
Yeah, I try. I don't know if this would be considered journaling really, but like I just kind of like write down and like get everything out in like my notes app. And then also I just like sitting like outside and just like no phone, no music, just like enjoying nature kind of like that really helps usually.
I at the beginning of the year, so what I did, I still have my resolutions all set, and I made them like super detailed. And so one of them was journaling, actually. And I mean, I don't journal. So I filled that one, but actually, I've journaled a couple times. So on New Year's Day, I journaled, actually. And then
Yeah.
I think a couple months later, I did. But what I kind of used it for, and what I feel like I needed to learn, is that when it comes to journaling, I shouldn't just be writing in it when I have bad days. So like, I would
Right.
write in it when I had like really bad days. And it's good to like get all your thoughts down and write them down. And it's really good to get that energy out in a really constructive way.
Right.
But I was only like, if I would like were to go through that journal now, it would just be full of like tear-stained pages and like a bunch of notes where like the ink is kind of runny because a teardrop fell on
Yeah.
it.
I feel like there's
So I feel
definitely
like,
like needs to be like balance. Like so you can look back on good days too.
yeah, for sure. And I feel like it's hard to remember like how far you have come.
Right, exactly. That's another thing. Like I think I saw a post that was like 8-year-old you would be so proud of you or something. And like I feel like that really sucks. I really come like I feel like everyone's come like a long way since like they were a kid, so like
And it's definitely crazy. Time really does go by really
Right.
fast. Like, I mean, I know you can relate with like with the podcast. It seems like just yesterday I was coming up with ideas for it,
Right,
and now
yeah.
we're
And
like
like we're now
recording.
like actually doing it.
Yeah, it's crazy how like fast time will go by, and how like you can change, even if it just is in like a short amount of time. I feel like change just, it's so
Right,
crazy.
exactly, yeah. But I feel like that's also a good thing. If you put the effort in, like you can make things happen.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like tying it into like self-improvement, I feel like it just takes time.
Right.
You just need like to be patient. And I'm not a really patient person sometimes, especially
Neither.
when it comes to myself. Yeah, you get it. So it's like harder for me to remember that, hey, like not everything's just gonna
Right, like
happen.
this the
Like
day
this.
you plant the seed is not the same day you get the fruit.
Exactly. I like that quote. I'm gonna steal it. I'm just gonna steal all your ideas.
I'll
I'm
just
like
like
writing
send
them
you
all
them
down
all
here.
afterwards.
I'm like, hey, can you send me this thing? I kind of need it. And I like take it and I copyright it. I'm like, this is mine now.
By
Give me
Josh.
money after this. Bye, Josh. From the everything guy. So you have a platform now. You're a Milo influencer. You have a business. Do you feel like you're gonna have any like big ideas for what you're gonna use your platform for, like promoting wise?
As far as promoting, I'm not sure, but I definitely want to be more like post on important issues that are like affecting people. So, yeah.
I feel like in this era like of our lives, and with the current times that are happening with the social climate and political climate that we're in, I feel like self-improvement now isn't even just mental health issues or like physical or like emotional issues. And I feel like branching out with self-improvement to where we can remember like it's not just, oh, I'm helping myself and making myself better. It's I'm making myself better for other
Right.
people. And I'm doing this thing. So like maybe I said this one thing and it is hurtful to somebody else and I didn't know. Maybe my improvement there is I apologize to them rather than being like, oh, well, it was just a joke.
Right.
Like, you apologize and like, I didn't mean to make you feel that
way. Yeah, I feel like there's definitely like a certain level of like humility that comes into play there.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, and it comes back to that self-evaluation too, where you need to be able to recognize that, hey, you said something that hurt somebody and you need to say something, address the issue, which I feel like addressing the issue is a whole other matter.
Right.
Where I feel like that can be definitely stressful as well. Have you had any like instances where you feel like, oh, like maybe I said something that wasn't too great? And like, how did you handle it?
I don't know about said, but I feel like a few months ago, like I was learning about the whole like fox eye trend thing and how it can be kind of offensive. And I personally had like done the pose a few times. So at first I didn't really understand it, but like just seeing like people that were personally offended by it, like just taking their insight and realizing that that was wrong, that really helped me to like figure out like how that can affect them. Even if I don't understand it, like understand that it's still offensive.
Yeah, which I'm like, I feel like it shows a really good side of you that you can look at it and instead of being like, oh, well, I did it and I didn't know, instead you're looking at it and you're like, oh, well, I didn't know, but now I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to learn something new, which I think is a really good takeaway from that, because I feel like it's hard for us to, like we said before, like look at ourselves and be like, what did I do? Like, was I really wrong in the situation?
Like, even if, like, I didn't understand it was offensive, like, still, once I learned, like, it's simple to, like, just not do it anymore.
Yeah, and I feel like that's just, it's hard to look at ourselves like that, where it's like, am I the toxic one? Like, am I the one who did something wrong this time? Like, I feel like it's hard for us to see ourselves that way, but, I mean, everyone's capable of being toxic, and I feel like we forget that. Like, I always think, whenever I go on Twitter, and all these people are just saying, like, oh, well, I do this and I do that. I'm like, okay, well, somebody's lying. Because we're not all doing
it. Right.
Like, back when, like, the beginning of quarantine, where there's a whole thing where men weren't washing their hands. And all the men were like, well, I wash my hands. And I'm like, well, somebody's not doing it. One of y'all are lying because someone's not washing their hands in the bathroom. And I can point some of y'all out.
Right.
Yes, I'm looking at you. That kid knows, he knows who I'm talking to. And like, that's another thing too, where I feel like when it comes to big movements, like with activism, and I guess where I was going more is like feminism. So when men were like, oh, well, it's not on men, or it's like, yeah, it's not on men, but it's the men who were getting offended by like certain things, that like shows you, you should self-reflect and be like, well, why
do I feel so upset? Why is this, like, sparking so much? If it isn't about you, like, what's the issue?
So then I feel like that's where you can kind of tie in, like, oh, well, maybe I do this thing, and I'm trying to defend myself and all the other guys who do it.
Right.
Instead of you looking at yourself and being like, well, I do this thing, and it's clearly upsetting to a certain amount of people. I should, even if it's just one person, I feel like I'm not making that much of a difference. I'm going to try. And I'm going to contribute in the way that I can, which I feel like is also really
exactly important.
Which I feel like ties into a lot of things, really, where you can look at yourself and just realize, hey, maybe I'm not doing this one thing right.
And there's always room for like self-improvement.
Oh yeah, there's always room for self-improvement. I talked a little bit about this in the intro. I feel like no matter where you are in life or what you have going on, you can always improve. And there's never a moment where I feel like you should be stagnant in your, like, quest for becoming a better person.
Right.
Do you feel like you've had those moments where you kind of, like, hit a rock and it just sucks for a while?
Yeah, quite a few times. And it's just, like, I have to remind myself that, like, it's, again, like, a journey. Like, it's not just one point.
Yeah, it's, like, not going to be just, like, a straight line upwards. It's going to be... it's going to be pretty wobbly. It's not going to be a straight line.
Right, exactly.
That's for sure. But I feel like, I think that's what I think draws me so much to learning more about becoming a better person. And I feel like that's what it is in the end, is self-improvement is just bettering yourself for the people around you and for yourself, because you deserve to be comfortable in your body and you deserve to have people who are comfortable around you, and they deserve someone that they can feel comfortable
with.
Exactly. And I would even say, like, for anybody listening, and for, of course, us as well, to like have just have maybe one day in the week, or maybe just one day in the month, or one day every other week, where you just kind of sit with yourself and you think, what can I do better? Or what have I done in the past week or so that I really liked? And what have I done that I didn't really like all that much? Like, those kind of things I feel like you can bring up and think about. Or maybe write them down, like you were saying earlier with your journal. Yeah. Maybe write them down and have a resolution. I mean, I know it's not New Year's, and it's a little late because it's October, but you can have your resolutions now, and you can write them down, and you can say, well, I want to do this thing, and I'm going to improve myself by doing X, Y, and Z. And I feel like that is just a whole, that's another step, and I feel like that's a really mature and responsible step towards becoming
better. And, like, even personally, I kind of have, like, a list of things that I made, like, a few months ago of things that kind of seems maybe unreachable to me, and, like, for self-improvement, not even, like, goals like, oh, I'll get this grade, like, more so like, oh, like, I'll set more boundaries and, like, develop more, like, healthy relationships in my life. And I feel like I've started to, like, reach those goals, so it's been, like, cool to see like the progress.
Yeah, I feel like when it comes to writing resolutions too, it's like sometimes we just set ourselves up for failure, where it's like we have this main goal that we're looking for, and we have to get to the top of the hill to get to the goal, but it's steep and you're pushing yourself too hard. Right. It's like you need to remember that
I feel like
you're gonna get there,
especially for self-improvement. Like, you shouldn't really have a time limit on your goals.
Oh yeah, I feel like you should, like, even if it takes you a decade, or even if it takes you 2 years, 3 years, however many years it takes, that's just your journey. And I learned this from my counselor. She's an awesome, amazing lady. I love her to death. She's great. She taught me that everyone's journey is different. And I had trouble recognizing that we're not all going through the same thing.
Right.
And we don't always understand that. And I feel like that's where it comes into, where you need to be nice to everybody, or at least just be cordial with everybody, because you never know what someone is going
through. Right.
And I feel like when it comes to applying that to yourself, it's, well, you need to understand that not everyone knows what you're going through. And so that's a part of the whole, am I the toxic one? Lashing out on people isn't right. I mean, even if you are having a rough time, people don't know that.
Especially exactly, people yeah.
And even so, that's not like a just reason, you know, for you to do certain things and act a certain way. Because then you are becoming a toxic one, regardless of whatever you do have going on. Because you're using that as an excuse.
Yeah,
and
like,
to...
I think I saw something that said, like, it might be, like, an explanation, but it's definitely not an excuse. Like, you still have to be accountable if you, like, do lash out.
Yeah, for sure. So, do you have, like, can you pinpoint, like, one big, maybe not failure, but a lesson that you had to learn, like, in your growth through self-improvement?
I think definitely, because before I launched Shades by Sam officially, I had a project called Shades by Sam. It was called Madness on Mars. And I had actually, like, announced a launch date for the previous business. And I feel like when I announced that launch date, I wasn't really ready. And I was kind of doing it to, like, prove myself to people in a way. And, like, and then, like, I wasn't ready to launch. Like, I just wasn't ready. So, like, I had to, like, close it. And, like, it was kind of almost embarrassing because, like, it was, like, oh, like, I said I was going to launch. And then, like, things didn't work out. But I just had to realize that, like, you just got to take your time. And, like, in the end, it was definitely worth it because, like, I'm glad, like, Shades by Sam worked out. But, like, it's really you can't, like, be doing things trying to, like, prove yourself to other people, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like you can definitely see where, because, like, where you are now, like, you're doing great. And especially for someone as, like, young as we are, like, starting a business where you are and doing the things that you're doing, like, you're doing a really, really good job. And, like, I'm like, yeah, and there's no problem. Like, I feel like you took your time, you realized what you needed to do, and you were like, I need to be patient with myself. I need to release this one. I know.
Like, I didn't like rush it, and it was like half effort. Like, I really wanted to, like, if I'm gonna do a business and have my name on it, like, I wanted it to, like, be, like, good.
Yeah, And I feel like that's really hard, especially when it comes to making bigger projects. It's like, it's hard for us to kind of keep ourselves composed and keep ourselves from just running out and just doing the things. Like, we have to sit down and be like, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this, and it's going to take time. Like, with both of our businesses, I mean, the podcast kind of did happen a little bit quickly, but I feel like with quarantine, I kind of just had an advantage, because, like, I mean, I'm inside.
Wasn't quarantine, like, it hasn't been the greatest experience, but I don't think I would be where I am, like, right now, if not having all, like, the extra free time to, like, think on things.
Yeah, I feel like quarantine definitely sucked, but it definitely taught me a lot of things that I didn't like really realize about myself, and it definitely taught me how I respond to situations like the crisis we had or are still having for reasons. now, so from March to where we are in October, so I feel like there's definitely that point where it's like, oh, if you're really committed to what you're trying to do, you have to recognize it's going to take time, and you can't just rush things, and things are going to happen when they need to happen, and the cards will
fall. I feel like another big thing is, like, not comparing yourself to other people. Like, even if they're, like, pursuing the same goals as you and, like, kind of on the same journey, like, their time frame is different than your time frame. Like, you can't compare your time frames.
Yeah, I think that's a really good, like, point to bring up, because it's like, you can't, like I said before, everyone's journey is different, and you can't compare two people's journeys, because they're not going to ever be the same. And I think that also comes into, like, before with feminism, with the man being like, well, I'm, like, defending this action that is hurting other people, but you have to also think about, on the other side of that, as someone who is a feminist, whether you're a male or a female, and you support that movement, you should have to realize in your head, you have to remember, people grow up different.
Yeah.
And while you might not agree with what they're saying or doing, you have to remember that, like, they grew up in a different household than you do. So maybe you were taught these values, but they were taught the opposite.
Right.
Like, you have to remember that that's just going to happen. That's just something that you're going to have to remember, because I feel like I definitely struggled with that as I was growing up, that, like, well, why don't you just understand, like, where I'm coming from? It's because, well, we all come from somewhere different. So that's kind of just
how. And it's kind of off topic, but I was watching, I think, The Social Dilemma on Netflix. Like, depending on the area you're in, or, like, your previous, like, history online, like, it'll show you specific articles that appeal to your opinion that they already know about. So, like, if someone, like, believes one thing already, I think the example is, like, climate change. Like, if they feel like in their area climate change doesn't exist, Google will automatically suggest articles that confirm that, like, depending on the person. So, like, I feel like different people are getting different information also.
Yeah, that's for sure. Also, like, I feel like the, with the internet, things are just so, I mean, we've definitely advanced farther than we ever have before. I mean, it's definitely very useful, but I mean, there's always those crutches where it's like, people are going to say certain things and people are going to believe them, and then there's all this information out in the world that's not true, or maybe it's not the full truth. Like, it's, but then
a lot of the information is, like, manipulated in one way or another.
Yeah. So do you have anything that really influenced you in your journey to becoming better, like a better version of yourself?
I think there's, like, a few people that I kind of took inspiration from, because, like, for me, I've never been like a person that, like, sees someone doing good and I'm like, oh, like, they don't deserve that, or, like, jealous, I guess. I've always kind of took it as, like, okay, if they're, like, similar to me, that means I can do it too. Like, it's just as simple as that to me. So I kind of take it more as, like, inspiration. It's, like, a few people that I definitely look up to are, like, Zendaya or, like, Laura Harrier. I think that's
as it should name.
Be. I'm sorry, not. And then, like, there's this one influencer named Kayla Bylon. Like, she's been a huge inspiration for me.
That's really good. I'm glad that you have people that, like, inspire you. But I feel like it's also good to have, like, especially when it comes to, like, becoming better and looking at people and being like, oh, I really like this person, and, like, I want to be just like
them. Right, like, you're also your own person, like, too. Like, and you don't know everything about them. Like, yeah, you're only seeing what they, like, showed us.
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely, like, there's different people I've idolized, and I've always been, like, I struggled with this. My sophomore, junior year, kind of, I struggled with being like, well, why can't I be like that person? Like, what do they have that I don't, that they just seem to just have everything, like, together? They're just, like, so amazing. Like, why can't I have that? But, like, looking now, it's like, well, I don't need to have that. Like,
right.
I'm my own person. And I feel like that's something really important that everybody should be, like, remembering, is that you have your own journey. And yeah, you might, maybe you are quote unquote behind, but you're not. You're just taking life at the pace you need to be at. And that's completely all right.
And, like, also, sorry. Like, another thing I'm trying to think of is, like, if that's what, like, if they're doing good, like, they probably have something unique about them. And if you're trying to do the same thing, that's not really going to work because they're already doing that. Like, you definitely need to have something unique about yourself to bring to the table.
Yeah. Like, everybody has that one thing that makes them them
and
what makes them memorable. I feel like if you try to be like somebody else, people are gonna probably pick up on that, and that'll
genuine. Like, it's just better to be yourself in the end.
Yeah. So, is there anything that you had wished you could tell yourself? Like, if you could, like, go in the future, like, not the future, back to the future. If you could go to, like, the past and talk to, like, a younger you, like, would you give them any advice to start out with? Or would you, like, talk? Like, what would you talk about?
I would probably say that it's going to be all right, probably. Because, like, I didn't, like, a few years ago, like, I did not see myself, like, being in this position at all. Like, not to, like, get depressing, but, like, it's just, like, this time myself, like, it's all going to work out. Like, just keep your head up.
Yeah, having pep talks like that definitely help. I mean, I always tell myself, like, because I always struggle with, like, feeling like I was too emotional. I feel like if I could go back, I would just be like, you can cry about it.
Yeah,
like, it's okay. Like, yeah. And I will have a separate episode on being a man and mental health in regards to that and how that's not super common and where men kind of take care of their mental health. But I feel like definitely growing with a boy and being more emotional was definitely harder because I'm growing up being told, like, well, why are you crying all the time? Like, that's not what, like, boys do. And, like, I was never really told the whole, or, like, when people said boys will be boys, they never really thought about me, which, I mean, valid. But it's, like, you know, it's harder growing up when people are, like, oh, well, you shouldn't be doing X, Y, and Z, or you shouldn't be crying this much, you shouldn't be this emotional. So I feel like that's what I would go back and be like,
right,
okay. And I feel like if that was the case, myself, my journey through myself would be much different. I feel like if I had had more guidance same. Like that.
I feel like if I just, like, I feel like I would have probably gotten stuff done sooner, maybe, like, if I had more confidence in myself. But I feel like it's still worked out now, like, the way it is. But, like, I just, like, that might have changed it a little bit.
Yeah. Is there anything that you wish you would have done different? Like, in your life? Like,
probably just, like, being more unbothered earlier on. Like, not always taking people's opinions to heart too much.
That's definitely a good one. I feel like I need that. Calling me out here. I needed that. Yeah, I feel like I'm trying to think of anything that, well, let me think. I'm trying to think, like, there's not a million things. I feel like I would probably just change how, maybe not emotional, because I just talked about how it's okay to be emotional, but I think I would try to be more in tune with my emotions rather than trying to, like, run away from them. Because I always would, like, try to
bottle them. Right, and I feel like that just, like, multiplies it, because then there's, like, that anxiety on top of, like, not winning, like, it's a come out, I guess.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So do you have any ending, like, I'm trying to think of what the word is. I don't know why I'm blanking on it. Ending. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I guess I would just say, like, this,
like,
you, whoever's listening, like, you got this, like, just take your time, definitely. Like, don't compare yourself to other people. You really just have to find yourself, I guess, and be in tune with that.
Famous words from Samara Brumfield. Take this to heart. So we are going to now do our very first ever segment, like game segment at the end of the episode. And today it's going to be person of the day. So I know I actually did pick one and I have one. I feel like they're the same person, but I don't know. So you can go first and tell us who you
picked. Okay, so I had a couple of different people, but I think the person I'll choose is probably Ryan Destiny. I really like her because, like, in the entertainment industry, I know it's harder for, like, dark-skinned girls to, like, really make their mark because of the colorism in that industry. So, like, I really like how she's really made it her own and, like, still succeeded despite that.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely, like, something I feel like we can for sure look up to. I know, like, you can for sure look up to that as well. Well, my person was, I feel like I've been saying it wrong, but Kareen, the person who created We're Not Really Strangers.
I love her.
Yeah, she's amazing. I feel like, I just love everything she stands for. I love how every post is positive and it's self-affirming, like, you are okay, right. Like, you are good, you are valid, but it's also kind of asking yourself these questions, like, but what are you doing to make yourself feel good? Like, what are you doing in your relationships that you know you're doing right? Or have you, like, checked in with yourself lately? And I feel right. like that's really important for us to kind of think about a lot. And I really like that she has been promoting that. And she has a good following, too. So I'm glad that she has reached so many people. And she's definitely
one of definitely making, like, a positive change. Because before that, I hadn't really seen many accounts like that.
I feel like she definitely started.
Like, she kind of started, like, a movement in a way.
But I'm glad she did, because it's definitely helpful. Well, thank you for being on the very first episode. Problem. I'm so glad
I got really to have fun. You on.
So you can plug anything you need to plug your business.
So my Instagram is just Samara Brumfield. And then my business account is Shades by Sam. So if you guys need any shades, just check that out. But yeah.
Yes, and those will for sure be in the episode description. You guys already know, follow The Everything Guide at The Everything Guide on Instagram and Twitter. And follow me, Josh the Host, at Josh the Mess with 3 S's because 2 was taken on Instagram as well.
Thank you for having me.
And I will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.